Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you lovely people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and I want to talk to you today about video game fan theories, or more specifically about ones that actually, over time, became absolute fact. So let's have a look at some, shall we? As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game fan theories that became fact. Number 10. Civilization, Gandhi on a Rampage. The iconic Civilization series revolves around the idea of bringing your selected civilization into the modern age. To give the game a layer of realism, the developers tweaked each individual civilization's stats to reflect the leader's personalities. But what they didn't count on, however, was that when you reached the modern age, serial pacifist Mahatma Gandhi, controlled by the AI, would actually frequently declare war on the player and pacify them by nuking them from orbit. So how did this happen? Well, the developers programmed Gandhi's aggression level to 1 out of 10, the lowest value. Choosing to become a democracy in the modern age decreases a civilization's aggression level by 2. But in doing this, Gandhi's aggression level couldn't be any less than 0, and therefore it defaulted at the maximum instead. Although this didn't happen in every scenario, Gandhi's itchy trigger finger became synonymous with the series, and so with every follow-up, the developers would not only keep the code in, but would allude to Gandhi's aggression in various in-game events. But by Civilization 5 and 6, players began to notice that Gandhi's stats had indeed been reduced to normal, thus concluding one of the longest-running jokes in video game history. Number 9. Overwatch. Symmetra is autistic. Overwatch is a game which prides itself on a mix of characters as much as its depth on team-focused gameplay, and Symmetra was one of the base characters in this game that looked to establish itself in a crowded FPS market with a diverse range of characters. With an unconventional ability set, Symmetra was a character who already seemed like something of an anomaly, and fans were desperate to learn more about her. So when Symmetra's backstory was explored in the A Better World comic, it detailed that she became overwhelmed by crowds as well as experienced certain frustrations when dealing with other people. This led fans to speculate that she had autism, but had not been explicitly confirmed by the developer Blizzard. But one perceptive fan who read the comic wrote into Blizzard asking for confirmation on whether the character was autistic based on her characteristics. The lead designer on Overwatch replied back that Symmetra is autistic, she does a great job of representing just how awesome somebody with autism can be. It seemed that it was the intention of the developers from release to make Symmetra autistic and were happy to confirm fan speculation on the theory. Number 8. Rocket League – Egg People. Rocket League was a global phenomenon at release, with an instantly loyal and fanatic fan base. What was strange, however, was that the fans didn't just obsess about the cars or the physics or the gameplay, but the ever-present egg-shaped figures that sat in the arena. While many dismissed it as a low-resolution way to fill the stadium, others were convinced that they were actually egg people. The developers seemed to confirm this theory in the form of a new map called Farmstead, as part of a DLC package. And this map had a few, pun incoming, Easter eggs that seemed to prove this theory. A billboard shown outside the arena portrayed a band called Mitchell and the Gang, who were clearly just eggs with faces playing musical instruments. And this hinted at wider implications, that the entire universe in which the game was set was populated by egg people. These same cylindrical egg shapes were shown in the cars, which then meant that egg people were also driving them as well. What made this so ingenious is that the developers took a fairly speculative theory and decided to make a massive egg-based extended universe out of it. Number 9. Hearthstone. Reno Jackson is a dragon. So Hearthstone, as we all know, is a card game based on the popular World of Warcraft series, much in the same vein that Gwent is for The Witcher 3. And one such card was titled Reno Jackson, which is best described as a cut-price Indiana Jones. Things took a massive left turn, though, when fans speculated that he was, in fact, a dragon and not some hapless and crucially human explorer. A series of subtle hints were littered throughout the game, hidden deep within its complex lore. One featured an image of Reno reading from a book on how to learn Draconic, which is the language of dragons. But the most explicit hint given by the developers was a dragon card called Renogos, which looked and sounded suspiciously like Reno, right down to Reno's iconic hat perched on one of his dragon horns. This was confirmed and revealed as part of the expansion pack Descent of Dragons. In the final battle of the League of Explorers campaign, Reno morphs into a dragon to defeat his enemies. While it started out as a fan theory, the developers were determined to make it work to please the fans, and after much speculation have woven its seamlessly into the fabric of the game itself. Number 6, Super Mario 3, It's All a Play. For fans of Super Mario Bros. 3, it was clear that this game was aesthetically very different from its predecessors. Fans noticed some unusual details in the background, which led to a popular belief that the game was a play wherein all the characters were actors. At the beginning of the game, a curtain is lifted up like the beginning of a play. Throughout the game, blocks were bolted to the background that kind of looked like set props, as well as platforms that hung from the roof. It's also worth mentioning that Mario always exits the stage right at the end of a level, but then again, he always kind of did that. In 2015, Mario's legendary creator Shigeru Miyamoto confirmed that these rumors were true in a video entitled Mario Myths with Mr. Miyamoto. In the video, a statement would appear on the screen, and Miyamoto would offer a thumbs up or down to confirm or deny the rumors. To the relief of fans, when asked, was Super Mario Bros. Just a performance, Miyamoto gave a sagely nod, confirming what most fans had speculated over for the past two decades. Number 5. Mass Effect 3. Commander Shepard is Canadian. Now this one is an anomaly in that it doesn't concern a fan theory that changes the perception of the game or something embedded in the game as a mechanic. Instead, it purely concerns itself with the nationality of Commander Shepard, both male and female, who is the protagonist of the Mass Effect series. Specifically, fans thought that Commander Shepard was a born and bred Canadian. Developers BioWare were founded and based in Canada, and the male and female voice actors who play Commander Shepard were both Canadian in origin. This led to a significant portion of fans who was convinced that they were Canadian, with other fans stating the character was generically North American. The developers addressed this indirectly in Mass Effect 3. The prologue is set in Vancouver, albeit a nondescript version of it. If Commander Shepard strikes up a romance with party member Samantha, at one point Shepard tells her, "I promise you, in just a few months we'll be shipping back to Vancouver," suggesting that this is indeed where Shepard calls home. Although it is debatable whether this is a direct confirmation of Shepard's nationality, at the very least it shows a knowing wink from the developers to this oft-speculated fan theory. Number 4. Mortal Kombat, The Mystery of Ermac. This is one of the best examples of a video game rumor that gained so much notoriety over time that the developers felt that the only way to put it to bed was to make it part of the series. Now, Mortal Kombat first made its mark in the arcades in the early 90s and quickly gained notoriety for its gore and brutal fighting style. But soon after months of playtime in the arcade, rumors began to swirl that a glitch called Error Macro, or Ermac for short, would turn Sub-Zero, a regularly blue ninja, into a red ninja. In the pre-internet days, it was very easy for unfounded rumors about games to circulate, as it was much harder to validate or disprove these theories. The developers strongly denied the existence of Ermac, saying that such an error simply did not exist. However, this legendary rumor gained so much momentum over time that the developers decided to call the fans' bluff and make it real. In Mortal Kombat 3, the warrior known as Ermac was introduced to the franchise, and he's become a fan favorite ever since. Number 3. Metal Gear Solid 5 – Nuclear Disarmament. Rumors were rife upon the release of Metal Gear Solid 5 that a secret cutscene would trigger if all the nukes in the game were disarmed by all players. This was a masterstroke by Hideo Kojima, as he knew that it was very unlikely to be achieved. Perhaps it was a riff on humanity that always was looking to arm itself and would not be able to focus their efforts on a collective strategy for the betterment of mankind. In 2015, the rumors were confirmed, though, as this cutscene in question was triggered in the PC version, and again, it was unlocked very recently because the PS3 version of it was just went offline and it played again. Although some fans were happy to see this theory validated, it was a bit of an annoyance to find that this powerful in-game message was really only triggered by fluke twice. And what happens in this cutscene? Well, it's predominantly a monologue about how we must pass on the dangers of nuclear war for the next generation to educate ourselves and raise ourselves up. It's actually a brilliant thing, and I suggest that you watch it. But still, again, it's never actually officially been unlocked. Number 2, Final Fantasy VI. No bandanas in this party. Before the landmark Final Fantasy VII, which catapulted the series into superstardom, the underappreciated and, honestly, utterly brilliant Final Fantasy VI contained many elements that VII was actually famous for, such as a gripping story and tons of heartbreaking main character deaths. And the central plot point running through the game was a love triangle between three of the main characters. And when Setsa joins your party, who is one of the three, he's equipped by default with a bandana. If you unequip it, the game will never allow you to re-equip it. And so gamers theorize that this is because that Locke wore a bandana throughout the game, Setsa chooses not to wear it again in a move of jealousy, as Locke permanently sported this bandana. This theory was actually confirmed by Square Enix in a magazine over 2 decades later. And once you notice it, it's a really nice bit of character building. And number 1, Halo Combat Evolved, the overpowered pistol. Halo is one of the most successful gaming franchises, and say it with me, kids, of all time! Famed in part for some of the most iconic weaponry in gaming history. Upon the release of Halo Combat Evolved, many fans were suspicious that the pistol, which was the default sidearm, was actually the most powerful weapon in the game. This was definitely true of multiplayer as well as the single player, because the gun was able to shred opponents in just a couple of shots. And in a revealing interview from Bungie's director Jason Jones, he finally put to bed what fans had been theorizing over for years. He admitted that the studio had been having problems balancing the pistol during development, and so before the release, he changed one single number in the pistol's coding. Acknowledging the controversy that befell the game as a result, he stated, "I will take the credit and blame for the pistol in Halo. I'll take the blame for everything in Halo." Ultimately, it was the developer's passion and care for the game that inadvertently overpowered this weapon, which is a lesson for us all that last-minute changes aren't always a good idea.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.